previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
It's Algoa FM Breakfast. Jesse J, Domino, Bruno Mars, and I Just Mites with Christian Heath, and I'm yours. Good morning, everybody.
Hello, friends.
Morning, morning, morning.
Talking about friends, we've got some friends in the studio here this morning that join us on Algoa FM Breakfast because this year marks a massive milestone for one of the most recognizable brands on our roads. Volkswagen South Africa celebrating 75 years in Mzansi.
And in our lives.
And in our lives, yeah. From iconic first cars to family road trips and everything in between, Volkswagen has been part of South Africa's life for generations. And as the countdown begins to the big celebration on the 31st of August, we're joined this morning by Chairperson and the Managing Director, Martina Bean. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning to the friends of Algoa FM and to my friends here at Algoa FM. Thanks for having me.
Lovely.
Lovely having you, as always.
Nice to have you. So, 75 years, I mean, this is a massive milestone we're talking about. What do you think has been the secret ingredient to Volkswagen's longevity in South Africa?
I think the secret sauce is probably not that much of a secret anymore, but it's the Volkswagen brand, and that the Volkswagen brand, by design, probably initially a bit accidentally, but by design, connects so well to South Africa and to South Africans, and that for having been here for so long, almost everyone has fond memories. You felt like celebrating 75 years in our cars, but you don't look like that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but thanks for feeling that. So it's that deep connection, I think, between the brand, meeting the needs of the people and the people.
That, you know, in branding or in marketing, you know, your colleagues will tell you, Martina, they speak about the brand story. And when we were off air, we were just chatting about VW's brand story as a visual reference for us as viewers via your adverts, and how nostalgic, you know, those are. If you think back to the VW adverts that we had grown up with, really defining moments for us, you know, even as kids, just claiming that is going to be my car one day, or that one is the one that I love. And the music has also stayed with us, also as radio people, I suppose. What would you say in the past 75 years has really been something that has defined Volkswagen in SA?
So there is, for me, there is particular cars. It's, I think, three which really, really shaped the Volkswagen brand in South Africa, probably four. So one is the Kombi. Where when I was talking even to my Gen Zs, I've got a Gen Z advisory council
in the advisory council
to get some advice from the younger people.
We were talking
about brand and their memories with Volkswagen, right? And they are now in their 20s, so but they remember, like, they've been driven with a Kombi to the butcher on a Saturday or so, and then they were fetching the Chisanyama. So this is the one. Then the second one is the Verpa, the Golf GTI.
Martina!
Yeah. So it's not,
I feel like you know too much.
It's not a ranking, right? It's probably it's the Kombi, it's the GTI, and I think also, again, going to the Golf family, it's the City Golf.
Yes.
And these three cars
are iconic.
If you look into the more recent cars, it's probably still the best sold car in South Africa. It's the Vivo, piggybacking, I think, on that huge heritage. So that's probably the four cars which are special to a special brand.
I can tell you now, Charlton remembers the advert for the Golf, the City Golf. Red,
yellow, blue, not green.
Red, yellow, blue, not green.
Yes, those are iconic ones. Volkswagen has become part of everyday life here, from first cars to family road trips. Why do you think South Africans connect so deeply with the brand?
It's not only cars, it's a lifestyle, right? So, of course, you can get from A to B also with other brands, but you can't get from A to B in style with other brands. And with, as I said, with a GTI, I mean, go to a township on a Saturday and or a Sunday, and then Ikazi experience. You go for the car wash, then you drive up and down and just show elbow out of the window. You just show this is me in my GTI.
Seat reclined a bit.
Yeah, exactly. So of course you can get from A to B, but do it in style. Then you go with a Volkswagen.
When did you take on this role, Martina, if we have to go back now?
It was October 2022.
2022. So, I mean, not too long ago. What has surprised you most about South Africa since you've taken on this role?
So I was pre-war.
Other than
right?
Load shedding.
So no, I had been the head of the brand already 2018 to 2020. Yeah. Then I was based in Joburg. Then I went back to Germany, and then I came back. So okay. I'm South African now for almost 8 years. It feels like. But indeed, what surprised me most was load shedding. No, some things went worse from me being there the first time and then coming back, and now became better. So that is a good thing to see after we've been through that valley of desolation, if I can say, in terms of energy supply, in terms of logistics. I'll see a positive uptake, but it's not about that infrastructural thing. So what surprised me most about South Africa is also a South African saying, which is mainly Boer maak 'n plan. Right?
I'm going to say it again, Marina. I feel like you know far too much.
which is a blessing and a curse at the same time, because the blessing is the South Africans deal with what every situation they are in, and they'll find a way and they make a plan and they'll get out of that. But sometimes probably it stops from really changing the things from the root cause. So, but I think this making a plan and it doesn't matter, fail again, fail better. That's I think what I really like about South Africans.
Well, Lindy on Telegram has come through listening to the interview, and she says her most nostalgic advert of VW was the song we were actually chatting about off air, the I Remember
Andre de Villiers.
Days of My Life. She says, and she you know, she quotes the song very nostalgic. Derek also sends her a voice note, and I think you know, Wayne will take a listen in a bit. But in terms of memories now, in and out of South Africa, now and in the past, present Martina to, you know, younger past Martina, what is your favorite VW memory, whether it's a model or whatever? What is your favorite memory?
So I also grew up in I didn't grow up in a VW because my parents were strangers to another brand.
Strangers.
But my first own car was a VW Golf Mark II in Germany. So since then, I'm in love with the brand. I had also these little, what do they call these diggy cars, these toy cars.
Yeah.
I was on the Audi side back then a little more, but then I had a Passat as well. So that was probably my second favorite.
Passat!
Second favorite, but only as a toy car, right? And I had an Audi Quattro, which was very cool, which I parked in my garages. So my memories are really since I drive myself, I've been driving in VWs. Prior to that, I've driven small VWs my garage.
Model, so, model cars.
Yeah, and you are suited for every situation in life. I mean, here you go to safari, and the next day you'll go to a reception, and it's good. You can do that, and you don't have to have 8 cars for that, right? So that's
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, right. I mean, we're building up to this big celebration, the 75th celebration on the 31st of August. What can people expect, Martina, as we build up to this?
So they'll hopefully have seen already a little bit on social media. So we are going through the decades of our history already now, showcasing Volkswagen cars, iconic cars of the different decades, but also showcasing events. We've been the first ones recognizing black unions, for example. We are the first ones training black artisans. So it's a nice couple of things we'll discover throughout our history. We partner with our homegrown grown Masterton's coffee here in PE. They are 102, I think. They're even, but they look fresher than we probably. So you can expect a partnering with Masterton's Jubilee brand.
Oh, that's exciting. We would love to also be on the receiving end of that partnership, Martina.
Yes,
being breakfast presenters and all.
Only African beans, because we are Volkswagen Group Africa, so you'll get our African blend, partnering with Masterton's. Then the big celebration, of course, in the plant on the 31st of August, an employee day as well. We are also celebrating with our employees. To the message Lindy sent through, we also recognize that there is a lot of iconic ads. So Lindy and listeners, please watch the space, specifically starting from the 2nd of May. You might find another Volkswagen iconic ad. You and me probably.
You heard it here, folks.
Back on air.
Well, Dominic on Telegram cites that very ad, actually. So you were talking about just connection and the lifestyle. Our listeners do that very well. I'll show you afterwards all of the messages coming through from our listeners. Dominic says he remembers VW, you and me. We all agree in quality.
So Dominic, watch the space.
Watch the spaces, Martina. Martina, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we're going to play you that iconic song as we wrap up our chats with you from André de Villiers. It's called Memories on Algoa.
You can see the visuals of the air as well as this place.
Absolutely, you can see it. 8:28.
I remember the days of my life. I recall faces, mostly yours. Magic moments, life was a mystery. There's no place on earth that we'd rather be.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.